From the land of Peeps, Mark Guitar, and Bacon-themed baseball teams, it's the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast! And now your hosts, George Wacker and Tyler Rothrock!
Alright, and hello and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. We are, I'm your host, George Wacker. I'm here with our other host, Tyler Rothrock.
Hey, 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 hey.
We are past St. Patrick's Day, which is good.
God,
it was a rough week.
Thank God.
You know, you got to give credit. I'm sure it's fun to live in like the tropical cities and all that,
mm-hmm.
but there's something about living in an area where everybody, it's very much okay. You're supposed to party hard on St. Patrick's Day.
Like the fact that there was a bus with, or there's a bar with sawdust on the floor just because it gets wild.
It makes me happy. Like, I'm happy to live in an environment.
I was asleep at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I didn't. This is bad. I had one beer on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah. We've already talked. Didn't we already talk about this?
Yeah. But I'm just like, it's the week after. So I just wanted to, you know.
I think.
So we had another snowstorm. Congratulations. School was canceled for 2 days, which it should have been. It was insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, so here we are. And we're getting to the end of March here, which is exciting because as the spring hits, Lehigh Valley is full of some fun stuff.
I can't wait for the Dick to wear shorts and not like
and jorts.
Like every time you walk outside, you go, "Ah, shit!" Like that's my thought the first time I leave every day.
I just want that to stop. Oh yeah, because it's so cold.
Yeah.
Yes, so that's ending, and there's a lot of all the fun festivals are coming up, which I'm sure we'll get to at some point.
Wait,
it's not quite time.
Bethlehem festival season.
Not quite time for that yet. But there are a couple things that we got to get into. One of them, we're going to talk about the Allentown mayoral race, which is, it's ridiculous. The NCAA tournament has a local guy, so we're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to start off with, if you're familiar with LehighValleyWithLove.com, since the inception, almost, in 2008 when we started, I would say around, like, 2010, we started this thing called Misconnections of the Week.
That was one of your marquee bits.
It was, like, our bread and butter. What happened was my buddy, if you're not familiar, Misconnections on Craigslist is a section of that website where you can go to and say you were at Wawa, and there's, like, an attractive person there. And you see them, and
they're rifling through the heated pre-made sandwiches.
You're like, oh man, I really, you know. And so you're like, I don't want to bug them.
Yeah, and you're too nervous.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people here. Like, it's. I mean, let's be honest. It's kind of awkward to go up to a stranger.
Yeah.
Hey, I know we're in Wawa and it's your lunch break, but I wanted to come up and ask you out on a date. Obviously, that's weird. So if that happens to you, you can go to Misconnections and say something to the effect of, you know, hey, I was at the Wawa at noon on this date, and I saw you.
I saw you. You were looking at the buffalo chicken bites, and
yes.
I, too, enjoy the buffalo chicken bites.
You were trying to decide if you wanted the regular Slim Jim or the nacho Slim Jim, which is obviously superior.
I've never seen anybody operate the touchscreen with the flawless that you have.
You are at the lottery machine buying way too many scratch offs, which makes me think that you're probably not responsible with your money, but I still wanted to talk to you anyway. So you can put that out there, and in the slim chance that that person also goes on the same
The odds have to be it goes getting struck by lightning, winning the lottery 5 times in a row, connecting with somebody on a Misconnection. It's got to be the lowest.
It's the only way I think it happens is if somebody like me goes on there and goes, I think I know who they're talking about.
I know the guy that loves buffalo bites at Wawa. So this could be.
And wears jorts and hangs out at the Mox Goot and like falls asleep at the bar.
You know, I think. excuse me. Sorry. Sorry, listeners. Man, I got something in my throat. Every episode so far, there's been a moment where we can make a lifetime movie out of a situation we're talking about.
Yes.
And I think this is our lifetime movie moment, where we should write a script where a misconnection gets, you know, it happens.
I only know of definitively one.
You know of one, though. We need to talk to those people.
Unfortunately, well, okay, so...
They're in jail now. They have to both be in jail.
I don't know what happened to them, since I didn't, like, know them personally.
Okay.
However, it was a guy who I know, who has since passed away.
Oh, sorry.
He's a really cool dude. He used to run karaoke locally. His name was Rich. And he told me once, he's like, hey, I have two people who come to my karaoke thing all the time who actually met through a misconnection at a karaoke thing.
So we can't track these people down.
I'm sure we...
Listen, if anybody's out there that met through a misconnection, please talk to us. I want to talk to you. I want to know your life.
Just email us at lehighvalleywithlove@gmail.com or tweet us at L.
That's unbelievable.
At LVwithlove.
That's unbelievable.
But, I mean, so yes, the odds of it happening are ridiculously slim, but that's the beauty and why they're so funny, because you'll see people like, hey... You know, I was at the Midas, and you were the guy who walked in screaming at the owner, and I thought you were hot.
Yeah, I was like, that guy's got, he's got charisma.
And as you would expect, there's a lot of men. So it breaks up into categories. There's men for women.
Which is the most, I would think.
No, well, men for women, men for men, women for men, women for women. So women for women in the Lehigh Valley is, you'll get... And I know this because I go through them every week. It's a little weird, but it's not, because I'm trying to find the good ones.
Oh, yeah, George. It's totally not weird. Not at all. It's
totally normal thing that I'm scouring.
You're just waiting for that one thing. I saw you blogging.
Oh, well, yes, me. You were typing, and it was great.
You're the fastest typer.
It was phenomenal. So the women for women is, like, non-existent.
Right.
So they must know where to find each other.
Right, I think women for women, I think women just have, they have the...
They'll just go up and do it.
Hey, you want to hang out?
Yeah. Like, so women for women, they know how to do it, so they don't even need to go on the internet and figure it out. For women. Women for men is pretty slim, but you still find some.
Uh-huh.
And they're mostly like, hey, I was at my son's basketball game, and you're a dad there.
Yeah.
So they're like almost...
You got thrown out, and you tried to fight the ref.
Those are mostly wholesome, though.
Yeah.
Like, the women are like, actually, like, hey, I thought you were a really good dad, and it looks, I think you're a single dad. So and it's like, okay, that's good.
Nice.
And then the men for women are when it starts getting a little slippery.
Weird.
And they're like, hey, you work the cash register at Wawa, and I know you're married, but I don't care. Like, I'm going to, we need to date. And then you get to men for men, and they just don't care.
Uh-huh.
They're like, hey, I saw you with your family at the park.
Yeah.
And I just want you to come over to my house and take your clothes off. Like, they're just like, whatever. Like, I'm not going to tell on you, but this needs to happen. So I'm getting to a point here. So misconnections is hilarious. Now, on the other side, there's also personals.
Uh-huh.
Misconnections is within the personals. And you can, like, actually say, hey, I'm a guy who needs a date.
Mm-hmm.
So this is totally different than just like, hey, I happen to see you. This is actually like trying to date.
Uh-huh.
But there's been a lot of, I guess, you know, people go on their
sexual predators.
Sex trafficking.
Yeah.
I guess the Senate. Long story short, Senate passed a bill that hasn't been signed into law yet, but they think it will. That would make it so if you're a victim of sex trafficking, you can sue a website like Craigslist.
Oh yeah.
For allowing it or like helping it out. Mm-hmm. So Craigslist is like, well, we're done. We're not going to do it, which is good.
Right.
Good for them.
Long time coming.
So
who would have thought that the personal section of Craigslist would lead to sex trafficking? It's pretty much 100% that I can get.
Like, hey, they should have just made this, would you like to sex traffic?
Yeah, there should just be like
here.
Misconnections, guys for dates, and place to buy sex acts.
So, long story, kind of shorter. Craigslist just, if you go to try to find the personals now, they're like, hey, we've closed down because we don't want to get arrested.
Right.
So I'm like, oh no. I mean, yes, good.
Hey, good for it, but for me, it's
good. Great for sex trafficking people who are against it, which I am one of them. Good.
Like if Wawa, when you bought your purchase, if Wawa was like, would you like to contribute $1 to fight sex trafficking? Would you contribute every
time?
Yeah, me too.
I'd be like, I'll give you $2. But So, but, and then there's a piece. I'm like, oh no, misconnections are done. And I'll be honest with you, on a Friday, they were the easiest thing to ever write. Because you go through, they're really easy. They're fun to read because they're ridiculous. And then you also think like, wow, this actually happens in my town. Like people who are like, hey, I saw you at Pizza Hut and I just want to take you back to my, and you know, and it's just the weirdest thing. So I was worried. But Misconnections has not been removed. They just moved it to the community.
Do you have a famous Misconnection that we could
I have a bunch. You know, I'm just going to go back through just this week.
Okay.
Because at this point, you know, forget it. This is one. This is a men for woman. And okay. I guess I'll read it. It's titled Amongst Chaos, which is a very...
Wow, profound.
Really nice. Usually they can't type words like that.
Amongst Chaos.
Amongst Chaos.
Is it a poem?
It's a men... No, it should be. It's a men for woman. And it's based in Chuck E. Cheese in Whitehall.
Yes. Hell
so,
yes.
So, you have to picture. There's this guy. It doesn't give an age. But... He was at Chuck E. Cheese, and I'm going to read it to you.
All right.
Okay, quote, out on a whim, my mom and I decided to take my nephew to Chuck E. Cheese's on March 14th. Yeah. While there, trying to control my nearly three-year-old nephew, this gorgeous woman told me he was adorable and asked how old he was. We chatted for a minute. She was there for her daughter's birthday. The place was packed because of a fundraiser event. But I still managed to pass her by a few more times that day. Unfortunately, I never got the chance to catch her name or any information. I saw her taking pictures, so I was hoping I could find her on Instagram or other social media. But no luck. If you're out there, reach out.
My God.
Okay, end of end of the misconnection. What's great about this one is this guy already admitted to the fact that he creeped on Instagram.
Yeah.
So he went on Instagram and like looked up Chuck E. Cheese in Whitehall.
What was his? I would think that the odds are better for the misconnection than just randomly guessing an Instagram person, right?
I mean, he did. Imagine he went a little further than most people go.
The creepiness of searching the Chuck E. Cheese hashtag. And like scouring over it for an hour. That's the creepiest thing to me. It's creepier than anything anybody can ever do.
Well, because you're in Chuck E. Cheese because you can go on Instagram and put in a location.
Right.
And so he's in there looking through pictures of kids. Like, does this one have a hot mom?
Imagine if his boss caught him doing that. No.
No, you don't understand.
There's this girl. I don't know who she is.
And they're like, we're sorry, you're fired. We saw you on the network doing this. So that's an example. And this is why they're fun. Obviously, as you go deeper down the rabbit hole, they get more disturbing. And unfortunately, even though that misconnections was saved, all the personals are gone. And this is where people were putting in, you know, if they were either sex trafficking and or doing, you know, straight up prostitution, they would go into the personal section. They don't have that avenue anymore on Craigslist. So now they're all starting to go into misconnections. So I have a feeling it's going to eventually end. And it's a little bittersweet.
Yeah, I mean, the bit can continue though. That's the one.
Good yeah, thing. I mean, it's one of those things. It's
might
like,
not be as...
and I mean, even know like ArchQuest has done a couple shows on that too.
Yeah,
like Dan Marr down there has directed or whatever. He's on, and they're actually funny because it's hyper local comedy in a way.
Right, right.
Like it's like this is at my Wawa down the street or at my Chuck E. Cheese that I go to. And it's really weird that there's some guy there. I mean, it's nothing unnatural about it. He saw someone and he's like, hey, maybe we have something together. But I just couldn't seal the deal.
There's got to be, or at some point, there's going to be a grandkid out there that is like, how did your grandparents meet? And like, Nanny, Pappy, how'd you meet? And they're like, well, I was at Wawa and I saw your grandmother. And we didn't exchange numbers, so... I didn't know who she was, so I went online, and I wrote to the online. I said, I want to meet this, whoever this person is. And by golly, she also went on this website and found me. So
no, the odds of that are probably less than actually being conceived.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. My favorite are the people who say, or they're like, you know, you work at Wawa. You run the cash register at Wawa. Mm-hmm. So I was in there at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday, and I'm going to go on misconnection. Why don't you just go back there?
Just go back to Wawa.
At 3 p.m. on a Tuesday.
And buy another sandwich.
And be like, hey, you know, do like you do in the movies.
I think it's probably there's some, like, therapeutic thing for it. You know, like, it's like, it makes you feel better about not acting on it. Like, you're just like, you throw it out into the universe. You're like, well, I did my part, you know?
That's going to be one of the toughest things is, like, whenever you think about people that are, they're in a relationship or whatever, the hardest thing well, now it's even a little bit easier because mm-hmm. you got Tinder and it's, you know, you're getting, going up to a person and talking to them,
mm-hmm.
that has been made easier through technology. So you can just be like, swipe right, all the information's there. Do you want to hang out? Yes, no. We go to a bar or wherever.
You know, my girlfriend's going to get mad at me for saying this.
Well, maybe she doesn't listen to this.
She won't listen to it.
Yeah. But, it's like my wife does not listen to any of these. So.
The coolest thing I've ever done in my life was at Wawa. There was a female at her pump, and I was being the Dugans were out at the Wawa, and she was at the pump. You know how like the pump has a speaker and the cash register has the mic to talk to the pump?
Yeah.
I convinced the cashier to let me speak to the
really?
Yeah, and I was like, hey, what's up? I don't forget what I said, and we exchanged numbers and
Nothing.
I will say no more.
That's pretty slick, though.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen anymore.
Well, like, all you, at 2 a.m. after a long night at the Keystone Pub, it does happen.
True. I would be, like, that's what even with my wife. Like, I met her, talked it apart, but it was after that I knew her on Facebook, so I messaged her on Facebook.
My mm-hmm.
So that's even, I can't even say that I went up and did it the whole, I used my resources.
Yeah. My girlfriend now, we met everybody I've ever, all the people in my life, except for my family, I've met at a bar.
All of them. That's where people hang out.
Yeah.
That's where, like, it used to be the playground, and then it was like sports.
Yeah, the playground. Well, I still meet. Yeah.
There's a playground down the street. I hope you're within like 50 yards.
My misconnection. I saw you at the playground, you were on the monkey bars.
I've seen those, but it was like you were at the playground with your kid, and.
It's like, are you talking about the kid? Are you talking about the kid's parents?
Hopefully me. All right, so long story, even longer. I'm very happy that Misconnections is at least going to continue.
But safer.
For a little bit longer. And I'm just so that it's clear, like I'm very much for Craigslist doing that. It's just, it's so interesting to see anonymous local people like have no filter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
Also talking about anonymous
local people.
So here's the deal, and we... Before we started this podcast, I had to like double check that we were correct. So, poor Ed has been,
mm-hmm.
he resigned from Mayor Valentine.
Free Ed. Order your free Ed t-shirts.
I hope Ed, I wonder if he's allowed to like take a quick vacation. Because that's sorry. No,
he's probably a flight risk.
Yeah. But, so Ed has resigned. So the mayor, there's no Mayor Valentine right now. So like now's the time to do whatever like.
That's where I thought that Miss Chaos, Amongst Chaos.
Oh, yeah. He's like
the Allentown without...
He's like
a dog without horses.
Allentown's in total disarray because there's no mayor. It's like, well, it's not quite that. So, this is how it works. There's no mayor right now. So, they need to run, like, an emergency election. And I don't know all the political reasons for all of this, but it's just the way that it works. That they had... People would actually submit, and they in order to be qualified, like they couldn't be served in office in the last year or something weird like that. Anyway, they have 32 names. None of them really stick out except for some of the people who ran for mayor and lost.
Yeah.
So like the Nat Hymans of the world. And
so there's only 32. So 32 people in the whole city of Allentown were like, I want to be the mayor.
It's not even 32 people in Allentown, though. Because out of the 32, like, at least 3 or 4 or 5 don't even live in Allentown.
So nobody wants this job, basically. And it's to the point where they're like, does anybody want to do it? And only 32 people around the state are like, oh, yeah, dude, I'd be the mayor.
Think about that, though. Why would you want to be mayor? Everyone just rips you apart no matter what you do.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe if, like, the city council is so concerned about why they had to indict a mayor... Maybe they should have a different process of, hey, does anybody else want to be mayor? Anybody want to just come out and you know, maybe we'll do it like, you do like a 10-day trial. If you like it, you stay.
Yeah, like, you know what? This sucks. I can see
maybe,
why.
Maybe get a better process? I don't know.
It's weird. It's weird, but I get, it's totally legal. This is how they're doing it. So then there's 32, one of them in here, look at, is Richie Wormkessel.
Comedian.
Who has been.
Nice guy. He's not, he shouldn't be mayor.
This is the second time we've talked about Richie. I don't even think he's listened to any of these, but Richie's the kind, he orders Domino's during a blizzard.
Mm, yeah.
That's not the guy you want.
The platform. That's his platform. Domino's will get to your house, no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would vote that's for that. If that's, like, what you're running on, that happened the other day during the blizzard again. I'm like, I can't.
That order. Happened to me. That happened to me. I didn't get Chinese
food.
I don't
want to be that guy. Which is weird. It made me think of this email I got, but we'll get back to that later. So out of the 32, they're going to come to, like, some sort of consensus, and then city council votes
right.
on the top
good.
Candidates.
Well, they've been crushing it, you know?
They have a good track record.
Yeah, they've been obviously crushing it, so...
So who knows? I would imagine one of the... But it's such political things. So, like, a couple of these guys ran for office. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Ray O'Connell, Charlie Thiel's in there, who probably is possibly the...
Is he... Who? That name sounds familiar.
He's, like, a Democrat. He's probably... He probably could do a good job. I mean, I don't want to, like... Because I'm sure people will say, you have no idea what you're talking about, which mm-hmm. is completely true.
Yeah.
You know, with, out of the names, and he's somebody who seems like really...
It just seems like such a wonky system. Like, it's like, hey, we're holding auditions to be mayor.
I think it's one of those things where like, they don't expect to have a mayor have to leave office because he resigned and got arrested.
Well, if that would happen in, like, politics, like government, like, if a senator has to leave, you have a special election.
Yeah, I mean, again, we'd have to go through the... I mean, this is how it's written up in the Allentown City Charter. I'm assuming that in other... city charters that can be different.
Maybe we should, like, people should, you know, revisit the bylaws here because the last one is in jail.
Yeah. But, I just think this will maybe bring out a good one. Yeah. I don't know. The thing is, he just went back into term, so I guess he has to stay. Oh, man. So he will be in office for until 2019. And it's just who council votes on. Like, this seems a little... Because that's only how many people? Like, 12?
Yeah.
So, if you can get inside and, like, bribe them, and you can become mayor, I don't know.
Well, that's what'll happen. That's why I feel bad for Richie. Like,
Maybe we should push for Richie.
I'll push for Richie.
And we'll try to get him in there. I'll start bribing some people. That's illegal for me, too, bro, right? I will get arrested if I bribe someone. Not just the person who gets bribed.
I don't know how the bribe laws work, but...
I'm assuming that I would also get arrested.
Yeah, I think you basically can't pay people off.
What if I just send them Domino's? And I'm like, I'll take care of the
Domino's.
I don't know
how the Domino's got there. I didn't do it. It
wasn't my fault. So, I mean, Allentown, good for you. I was at a PPL show the other week. I don't know. It was great. I'm now a Steelhawks season ticket holder, so I'll be visiting your city often. Just pick somebody who...
Yeah.
Is going to, like, not ruin everything.
Amongst the chaos.
But no, Allentown's good. I'm looking forward to it. I think they're going to hopefully pick somebody smart.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
And as we're going along here, the NCAA tournament is in full swing, at least right now. When does it end? It won't be over by the time this comes out. So
no.
It'll be
I think April.
So if you don't follow sports, that's fine. But this particular NCAA tournament's been crazy because all of these teams that shouldn't be winning because they're lower seeds are winning, so it's really exciting, and what have you. So it made us think about, believe it or not, Lehigh Valley is a pretty decent basketball lineage, including Darren Hilliard's in the NBA right now. He went to Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Gray went to
Emmaus.
Emmaus, and then where?
Pitt.
And then he played for, like, a bunch of teams.
Uh-huh. Ray Barbosa, who's now the coach of Becca, originally went to James Madison. He went to play basketball at Allen. No. He went to James Madison, then transferred to UMBC,
which
Jason Green, who also is from Lehigh Valley, and they took UMBC to the NCAA tournament for the first time.
You know, I'm guessing I'm going to, as my daughter gets older, I'm going to follow high school basketball more. I don't really. It's just whatever.
That'd be weird if you did.
It's kind of, I mean, you get more into it. I remember Ray Barbosa.
Yeah.
In, like, 2003, 2004, because it was just so, like, they were like, he's that good.
He is. He was.
And
But there were, so, this year, this year they have a kid from Central Catholic, Muhammad Ali Abdur-Rahman. He played at Central. He's at Michigan now. He's a captain for Michigan.
Is he a senior?
He's a senior. I think he's like projected to, you know, go in the NBA draft. And he they're in the Sweet 16. They just beat Texas A&M, and he's like a key vital member of.
Well, I mean, you go back, you remember? Well, and I'm looking through some of the people I have here. Billy McCaffrey was that Ed McCaffrey's brother.
Uh huh. He went to Central and Duke.
And there's some really old guys. If you're old and you listen to this, you got Billy Packer with Liberty High and Wake Forest.
Larry Miller, who was he was a McDonald's All-American.
Wasn't he like legendary?
Legendary. There's a story where
he went to Caddy. Right?
Caddy, the Caddy Playground. Dean, the coach of UNC at the time, Dean Smith, rolled up and just like,
he's that good.
Oh yeah, like he was legendary.
That's amazing how you can. It's amazing because they just had in Catasauqua, I think, right? Saquon Barkley Day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just amazing how if you're that talented, it doesn't matter where you're from. It's right. Gonna come out. Get found. Like you could be like Embiid, Joel Embiid on the Sixers. He's in some lanky kid in the middle of Africa.
Yeah.
But just because he's that good, somebody's like,
he's gonna
whatever. And that's also one of the more exciting things. And there's still people you can say this to. I think it was 2012, but when CJ McCollum and I'll just tell this funny story. When CJ McCollum and Lehigh, who were number two, or number 15, I'm sorry, beat number two seeded Duke. The funny story about this is that the day of that game, we ran a story on Lehigh Valley Would Love, and it became one of our number one rated stories of all time by like links and views. We did a recap of what would happen if Lehigh beat Duke, like predicting the future. This is before the game. So I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you can Google it if you want. But it was like at 10 o'clock, the first video of Lehigh kids in the streets goes on YouTube. Yeah. Haha, funny. And then we get to like 11 o'clock. Asa Packer rises from his grave and laughs at Lafayette College.
Yeah.
Midnight, the collective BAC of South Bethlehem residents is 0.28. 1 a.m., all frats on Lehigh's campus simultaneously catch on fire. So it was funny, right? Yeah, so it was a joke and people were laughing about it. But then what happened is when they won and people searched Lehigh beat Duke, we were number one on Google for like a day.
Oh.
So we got every single hit, like ahead of ESPN and everything. Yeah. Because we had the article up ahead of time.
Right, right.
So Google kept feeding everybody. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
So that was another one where you can still, there are people who weren't, you know.
That was an awesome night.
I remember we were out because we were watching it, and you could almost hear like people, you know, outside of the bar or whatever screaming.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap.
Well, CJ is one of those stories where I think he's from like some small town in Ohio, and I'm not sure he had any Division I interest.
Right.
And Lehigh offered him a scholarship, and I mean, he's a starter for the Portland Trailblazers right now.
Yeah. So, no, and he's legit. Like, was he? I don't know if he was an all-star, or
not, but he's close. NBA all-star, but yeah, he
like got they just votes. Rattled off a bunch of wins.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's crazy. Like, it's pretty neat to have anybody local like that. Because again, like a lot of people, Darren Hilliard's a cool guy. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say I'm friends with him on Facebook. I think like he accepts everyone.
Yeah. Well, right? You know, my dad was a coach at Liberty. So
all right.
Darren was a younger kid in the program when my dad left.
Okay.
But he was like from early on, like
you could just tell.
You could tell like, there's something
different. But I saw a couple of posts like he came back for whatever. Maybe he'll do it over Easter. But he was back when he was in the NBA.
Uh-huh.
He comes back, it's like Christmas break. He's like, hey, if there's any guys you want to play over at Moravian today, you know, try to be Division III or better, you know, just so it's not, you know, at least I can get some sort of matchup.
Yeah.
But he put it out there, like, come play a pickup game with me.
Yeah.
I'm an NBA player. I'm just coming home just on Christmas. I'm like, that's really cool. Like, I wish,
definitely.
You know, I'll go watch, but.
Oh, I played back when I wasn't so fat, and, you know.
But when you were, like, what, 18? He's like, 6. He's still schooling.
Well, I played basketball in high school, and, like, the one camp,
you know, J.R. Smith?
Oh, yeah.
I had to guard him. And it was, there's a 0% chance. It was, there's nothing you could do.
Like, you ever go back and watch, like, Allen Iverson, if you go back and watch Allen Iverson high school videos, mm-hmm. it's like,
he's just beating up on,
like,
I was even, that kid. I was the kid that just was like, why is he in the game?
Can you imagine if LeBron James went to, like, a regular high school?
Yeah.
Because he was in a different academy.
Level. Yeah, yeah.
He was like, he just rolls up to, he plays at Liberty.
Yeah. And well, dude, that happened with Kobe. Kobe played in Liberty's gym. He went to Lower Merion, yeah.
That's crazy.
Kobe played in, they didn't play against Liberty, but he played in, like, a state tournament. And it was at Liberty. It was packed.
I gotta tell you, it's cooler down here. Like, where I'm from, where I grew up, I've been here since I was, like, 20. But where I grew up in, like, the northern Poconos, mm-hmm. the gyms are just, you know, like a middle school gym.
Yeah.
You know, they can pack in 1,000 people or whatever. So first time I, like, walk in Liberty's gym, you're like, this is a high school?
Yeah.
This is insane.
Yeah.
There's a couple places like that, though, in Scranton. I saw, who's the guy from Syracuse?
Jerry McNamara.
Saw him play.
Yeah.
And I forget what he played for, Bishop O'Hare or Bishop Hoban or Bishop Hannon.
Bishop Hannon.
Yeah. So he played. I saw that. And that was amazing. One of those old gyms in Stratton. So it's cool that there's those.
Well, people don't understand. Like, the Lehigh Valley is one of the most competitive areas for high school athletics.
It's one of the best wrestling areas in the nation. It's like here in Iowa, in Ohio.
Across the board, like Philadelphia is very competitive. You know, also...
Oh, yeah, they just have the numbers.
But Lehigh Valley is, like, nationally known as being a...
Do you remember when, like, Dan Kendra went to Florida State?
Dan Kendra.
Was it Dan Kendra? I think I might have wrong. I'm going to Google it. I don't know. I remember that. He went to Becca, and then he went to Florida State. He never made it in the NFL because he, like, hurt himself.
No, I don't remember that guy.
Yeah, legend of Dan. Well, look it up. We'll talk about it next time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he picked Florida State over Penn State, and it was his big thing. And then
How old is he?
42.
Oh.
He was a little bit older than. He was like in the 90s. But I remember he was like, he had the leg press record of all time. I'll go back into that at some point. But yeah, there's a ton of athletes. It's
the list of, like, Division I and, like, high-profile athletes that came out of this area is.
So the fact that Saquon... Who's gonna go number one? If he doesn't, if he goes number two, it's just because number one doesn't need a running back.
Yeah,
like that's
crazy. That's crazy.
That's gonna be pretty awesome. So yeah, I mean, that's what we got. I mean, for this week, for the most part.
Yeah. What about a business? I was thinking about the ticket guy.
Oh yeah, Lehigh Valley sports tickets.
Yeah, that's so. I just got followed by them on Instagram, and I think it's a cool idea.
Yeah. So Lehigh Valley sports tickets is. You know, it's not one of those sites where, I don't know, you might be like, oh, I don't know, am I going to get scammed or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is basically what it is. They own the seats. They're season tickets.
Okay.
So they kind of say, hey, we have season tickets. Would you like to purchase them from our various places? So they have Penn State, Sixers, Eagles, and I think they're working to get a couple more, like the Phillies and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing is they teamed up with Model X Tours, which is owned by our buddy Kayvon.
Mm-hmm.
And Model X Tours is cool because it's a Tesla. So we actually went with Lehigh Valley Sports Tickets, went with Model X Tours, and went down to the Sixers game. And literally you have to drive the car, but it drives itself on the highway.
Really?
So he had his hands on the wheel. He drove the car for a total of like 5 minutes. The rest of it, like every couple of minutes, the Tesla beeps at you and it's like, hey, are you still alive?
Yeah.
Like, touch the wheel. And then if you don't respond, it'll pull over onto the side of the highway. And then if you still don't respond, it'll call 911 because it thinks you had a heart
attack. Wait, so the car is turning?
Yeah, it'll switch lanes and stuff. Once you get the law, at least in Pennsylvania, I don't know, he'd have to explain it. On a highway, like 476, you're allowed to let the car drive. But if you're, like, in downtown Allentown, you can't, even though the car can still do it. It has the mechanical shit to do it, yeah.
What?
But it also has, like, those crazy Back to the Future doors. So when you go it's pretty neat. So, yeah, Lehigh Valley Sports Tickets. I think they're working on their website, but they're all on, it's on Facebook now. And then Model X Tours, which is also, they have mm-hmm. a website, but also Facebook and social media. Model X Tours is not just for Like, they'll take you anywhere. They'll take you for winery tours and all that sort of stuff. But, yeah, look up both of them. So Model X Tours and Lehigh Valley Sports Tickets, either both in combination. But it's I'll tell you what, I haven't done a lot of, like, I've done a lot of Ubering, but I haven't done a lot of, like, get a ride somewhere so that I don't have to worry about it. It totally changes the game. Like, you don't have to worry about anything.
So basically, the eventually they want to, like, have these cars that will just pick you up with no person in it?
Yeah. I mean, the problem is, like, Uber just killed somebody
in
California, which isn't not good.
That's one, that's a bad step.
But, yeah, the idea would be that the cars would just, you would hail an Uber and it'd pick you up outside. And you would already tell it where you're going.
Wow.
Which is a little
scary.
It's a little scary, but it's also, then you don't have to talk to anybody. You don't have to, like, do the small.
Controlled by the robots.
You don't have to do the small talk Uber thing.
I'm scared of, like, artificial intelligence. It's scary.
But if you're, Elon Musk says, like, you should be, because it's,
yeah.
And he's, like, the smartest guy in the world. Now that Stephen Hawking's dead, it's him.
I would put myself up there, but.
Yeah. But, yeah, so check out those spots. It's funny because we have a bunch of stuff I want to talk about next week that we're not. So I'm gonna tease it. I want to talk about how you can't pump your own gas in New Jersey. So think about these things, because people got really mad at me online. It got, like, pretty vicious.
It's a hot button issue.
And then I also want to talk about Bethlehem is only the second other city. There's only one other city in the entire state that has multiple trash haulers.
Okay.
So we'll get into that too. It sounds boring, but it's also not. It's, like, vicious. So, but yeah.
We don't get, like, sanitation. Isn't that, like, mafia related? We don't
That's the thing. Well, that's the thing. Like, there can, it's like the garbage mafia. So we're going to get into some pretty sticky
nitty gritty stuff. All right, y'all.
All right. Peace out.
Yeah.
Bye.